Yes, this podcast is a second podcast that is dedicated to Abigail. Abby, whom I met in a restaurant. The restaurant's name is Rhubarb, Rhobarb, and you can Google it. It's on Facebook and it's on the internet too. And you can get the address there. If you're in Cape Town or in Paarden Island, you are welcome to pop in there. You will enjoy the burgers, the food, the breakfast, the snacks, the croissants, whatever, the lovely coffee and the ambiance setting. It's all so beautiful and comfortable. And the people there who serve you, they are very friendly and make you feel welcome the moment you step into that place. But this is for Abby, because when I spoke to Abby, I spoke to her about a name, what a name meant, and then I made the first podcast to elaborate on that, because I couldn't finish my talk because she had duties to see to. And then I remember in my conversation I spoke about a go-to bag. The go-to bag is actually, I mean, some of you may know more about it than I do. It's a bag that I, in the bag I've packed shoes. So in case there's an emergency, I have to go quickly. Maybe there's somebody is involved in an accident, a family member, maybe 400 miles away, or maybe there's an emergency, a disaster, a flood, or there's a riot, or maybe civil war, or there's an earthquake, and you just have to grab something. You still don't have time to pack some clothes, because maybe you have to overnight. Some may call it an overnight bag. You don't have time to pack an overnight bag. So I came to the conclusion that I would always have a bag ready. I would have a bag ready for traveling locally within my country. And then I would have a bag ready to travel overseas in case there's an emergency call and they say, we have to fly now within 2 hours or within an hour. And there's no time now to pack for the international arena. So I would have two bags packed ready. So my suggestion would be to have a rucksack, one where your hands can be free. So what do I pack in there? I pack in there some shoes. It is good to put in some lightweight shoes, like tackies, or shoes that you use when you go mountain climbing or hiking. And then I put in there fig leaves. The fig leaves is just we are called the heat wave connection. So the heat wave, we are busy developing our own language, and so fig leaves is actually your underwear, because it originates because when Adam and Eve was found to be naked, God gave them fig leaves to cover themselves with. So I pack in their fig leaves underwear. I pack in their socks. I pack in their face cloth, and I pack in there a small towel and soap and spray and for shaving, a shaver, a throwaway shaver. I pack in there a torch. I pack in there a phone, an extra phone with a SIM card that's loaded with airtime already. And then I pack in there a power bank. And I pack in there a utility knife, a knife for camping, a knife that's got in there like a plier, screwdrivers, all that kind of stuff, you know, like the Swiss Army knife, but I've actually got a Leatherman. And then I pack in there a windbreaker. So the rucksack bag I actually use is a laptop bag, because the laptop bag has got two compartments right at the back for two laptops. So I'll put my lightweight jacket in there. I'll put in some sweaters in there, t-shirts, And shorts, you know, which simplifies your life, actually. And then if you can, you can put in there a thermal blanket and so forth. And maybe some tablets, water purifying tablets. And then you also your documents. You must always have copies of your most important documents in that go-to bag, like copies of your ID, copies of your passport, copies of your visa, copies of your insurance company, your banking details, and a copy of contact in case you flop out. Maybe you become unconscious, maybe you are injured, maybe you get sick and you can't communicate with anyone. And then on your phone you have got to have ICE. ICE. ICE means in case of emergency. You have numbers on there under ICE. They know, the emergency people know that ICE stands for in case of emergency, call these numbers, and you have at least 3 or 4 family members or numbers or the numbers of friends or so forth, or the police or the ambulance. So that is your and then you, of course, you can have some water bottle. And for eating, you can put in there always like nuts or raisins or energy bars, stuff like that, stuff that won't perish, but food which is lightweight, which you can eat and chew along the way and so forth. Yeah. So, but you can do more research, Google about your go-to bag, and then you can add more stuff to it as you deem it necessary. Because maybe you're a parent, maybe you've got children or toddlers, then you can have a go-to bag packed ready for them too, so that you don't go into a panic when you have to move fast because of maybe a family member who passed on somewhere in a faraway place, or maybe someone involved in a tragic accident, a family member of yours, and you have to rush with your husband or your brother or your family member or your neighbor, whatever. But so you, they say, you always got to be prepared. You expect the best, but prepare for the worst. We don't wish the stuff upon us, but it's better to be prepared than not to be prepared. So, yes. So I'm just leaving this thought to you about the go-to bag. May the Lord bless you and enrich you as you prepare yourself. And always try to have your go-to bag near the door, near the front door or near the back door. So when that time comes, you can just grab it. You don't have to look for it. It's not stored away somewhere. Yeah. Enjoy your life.